Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening, we're featuring works by Bach, of course, Fauré, Vierne, Dupré, Messiaen, and some others. Nicolas Bruns was Danish and lived between 1665 and 1697. At the age of 16, he was sent to live with his uncle, who lived in Lübeck, Germany, where he learned the organ, studying under Dietrich Buxtehude, and later returning to Copenhagen. Only 5 of Bruns' organ works survive, and we have here his Preludium in E minor, which is usually cited as his most significant work, and one of the greatest pieces of the great Northern German tradition. Thank you. The Preludium in E minor by Nicholas Bruns, played there by Bean Bindorf on the organ of the Cathedral of Roskilde in Denmark. Jean Longley lived between 1907 and 1991 and was a French organist who established a reputation for improvisation as well as for composition. He became blind due to glaucoma when he was only 2 years old and was sent to the National Institute for Blind Children in Paris, where he began to study the organ with André Marchal. From there he progressed to the Paris Conservatoire, obtaining prizes in organ and studying composition with Marcel Dupré and Paul Dukas. His Fate for Organ, Opus 51, dates from 1946.
Thank you.
The Fate, Opus 51 by Jean Lunglet, played there by David Chalmers at the organ of the Church of the Transfiguration in Orleans, Massachusetts. Sir Alfred Herbert Brewer, 1865 to 1928, was an English composer and an organist. As organist of Gloucester Cathedral from 1896 until his death, he contributed a good deal to the Three Choirs Festival for 30 years. As a composer, Brewer was fairly conservative. His output includes church music of all types, cantatas, songs, instrumental works, and orchestral music. The greater part of his life was devoted to the advancement of the standards of ecclesiastical music. Here we have his March Heroique, which was incidentally played at the funeral of Lord Mountbatten in 1979.
Thank you.
Sir Herbert Brewer's March Heroique, played there on the organ of St. Paul's Cathedral by Simon Johnson. Gabriel Fauré lived between 1845 and 1924 and was a French composer, organist, pianist and teacher. He was one of the foremost French composers of his generation, and his musical style influenced many 20th century composers. He's perhaps best known for his Requiem, Pavane and the Clair de Lune, but today we're going to hear his incidental music for Maurice Maeterlinck's symbolist play of 1898, Pelléas et Mélisande, transcribed for organ. The Sicilienne from the Pelléas et Mélisande, opus 80, number 3 by Gabriel Fauré, played there by Olivier Latry at the organ of the Philharmonie de Paris. Louis Vierne was one of the great French organists of the late 19th and early 20th century. He was born in Poitiers in 1870 and was nearly blind from birth. He entered the Paris Conservatory and from 1892 served as assistant organist to Vidor at Saint-Sulpice. He subsequently became principal organist at Notre-Dame Cathedral, where he stayed until his death in 1937. Vierne wrote his Messe Solennelle for Saint-Sulpice, where it was premiered in December 1901. Scored for choir and two organs, it follows the usual mass format, but omits the credo. Here we have the rather grand Gloria. Well, that was the Gloria from the Messe Solennelle, Opus 16 by Louis Vierne, and that was Michel Bouvard and the Ensemble Les Éléments at the Basilica of Saint-Sernin in Toulouse. Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme, or literally, Awake, the Voice is Calling Us, is a Lutheran hymn published in German by Philipp Nicolai and first published in 1599. Bach's organ arrangement of the piece is one of his best-known works and is a popular organ voluntary of the Christmas season.
Thank you.
Daniel Hyde there on the organ of Magdalen College, Oxford, with Bach's Chorale Prelude on Vacet Alph, BWV 645. Olivier Messiaen would live between 1908 and 1992. He was a French composer of the 20th century. He wrote works for piano, chamber ensembles and orchestra, as well as for the organ. He entered the Paris Conservatoire in 1919 at the age of just 11 and studied under Vidor and Ducasse and Dupré. He was appointed organist at the Église de la Sainte Trinité at Paris in 1931, a position he held until his death 61 years later. The La Nativité du Seigneur, or The Nativity of the Lord, or The Birth of the Saviour, was written in 1935, and here we're going to hear the sixth movement, Les Anges, The Angels. Olivier Messiaen's Les Anges from La Nativité du Seigneur, played there by Richard Tanner at the organ of Blackburn Cathedral. One of the most famous 19th and 20th century French organist and composers was Marcel Dupré, who lived between 1886 and 1971. He was born into a family steeped in the tradition of organs and organ music, and was acquainted with the great French organ builder Caval Coll at an early age. He succeeded Vidor at Saint-Sulpice in 1934 and remained there until his death 37 years later. He was a prolific recitalist and taught two generations of well-known organists who were to follow in the great French tradition. Here we have his Variations sur un vieux Noël, in other words, variations on the well-known Christmas tune Noël Nouvelle from 1923. I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until next time, goodbye.